Blog Talk Radio.
We are the Aboriginal, Indigenous, non-immigrant people of this land. Our rights are inalienable, protected, guaranteed, and secured by the state constitution, Constitution of the United States of America, international treaties, and private and public international
law. I know today we can reach a new objective, come together for a good cause and share the same perspective. Stand at a space with 12 numbers and two hands. Now is the time that I tell you where I stand. Most of you don't see the forest for the trees, hurt by the harsh reality. Now I gotta leave. We should have no need,
no
except
need.
The last reprieve. I'm a scholar. There's nothing up my sleeves.
Yeah.
From Rose Land to Rose Moor, or the story of how the Moors rose.
Still
from
riding.
Being aimed at with fire hose. To the highest office, overcome all our foes. Promise to use freedom of speech until your lungs get cold.
Yeah,
and that should be your conviction. Doctors everywhere are under great suspicion. This is not a plea for sympathy. You won't Mike Jack me. This is for unity.
What?
I know it's the day. I know it's the day. I know it's the day.
I know we feel like we light years away. If we feel pressure, it's strike back time. My peers gotta pay. I know we get locked mistakenly before the body get cold. They trying to sue for hate crimes when they're 80 years old. So you wanna know what's on ILD's plate? Take a ride in this vessel with the ILD's plate. In fact, I know a few dudes just like you. Plastic, I will body blue bag recycle.
Islam, all praises due to the great God, Allah.
All right, at this time, we're going to go ahead and just go right in. We're going to have a reading of Morshamir prayer. Allah, Father of the universe, and my salvation, by night and by day, through his holy prophet, through our lead. This time, we're going to currently have a reading of our law. Salvation, Allah, unity. The Moor Science Temple of America, the Divine Constitution and Bylaws. Act 1. The Grand Sheikh and the Chairman of the Moor Science Temple of America is empowered to make law and enforce law with the assistance of the Prophet and the Grand Body of the Moor Science Temple of America. The Assistant Grand Sheikh is to assist the Grand Sheikh in all affairs if he lives according to love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, and is known before the members of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Act 2. All meetings are to be opened and closed promptly according to the Circle 7 and love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. Friday is a holy day of rest because on Friday the first man was formed in flesh, and on the Friday the first man departed out of flesh and ascended unto his Father God, Allah. For that cause, Friday is the holy day for all Muslims all over the world. Act 3. Love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice must be proclaimed and practiced by all members of the Moorish Science Temple of America. No member is to put in danger or accuse falsely his brother or sister or any occasion at all that may harm his brother or sister because Allah is love. Acts 4. All members holding divine law, and all members must obey the laws of the government, because by being a Moorish American, you are a part and a partial of the government and must live the life accordingly. Acts 5. This organization of the Moorish Science Temple of America is not to cause any confusion or to overthrow the laws and constitution of the said government, but to obey thereby. Act 6. With us, all members must proclaim their nationality, and we are teaching our people their nationality and their divine creed, that they may know that they are a part and a partial of the said government, and know that they are not Negroes, colored folks, black people, or Ethiopians. These names were given to slaves by slave owners in 1779 and lasted until 1865 during the time of slavery. But this is a new era of time now, and all men now must proclaim their free national name to be recognized by the government in which they live and the nations of the earth. This is the reason why Allah, the great God of the universe, ordained the Bajrali, the prophet, to redeem his people from their sinful ways. The Moorish Americans are the descendants of the ancient Moabites whom inhabited the northwestern and southwestern shores of Africa. Act 7. All members must promptly attain their meetings and become a part and a partial of all uplifting acts of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Members must pay their dues and keep in line with all necessities of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Then you are entitled to the name of faithful. Husband, you must support your wife and children. Wife, you must obey your husband and take care of the children and look after the duties of your house. Sons and daughters must obey father and mother and be industrious and become a part of the uplifting of fallen humanity. All Moorish Americans must keep their hearts and minds pure with love and their bodies clean with water. This divine covenant is from your holy prophet, Noble Drali, through the guidance of his father, God, Allah. Islam. Okay, there are a few speeches here you want to read, and then we're going to carry on this lesson for the evening. Islam. To be proclaimed at every meeting, Islam.
Islam.
I am glad to know that I have a few faithful Moors among you all, and I desire for them to know the truth and the divine truth. There's a host of jealousy about me and the movement now by the same people of our side of the nation that claimed that I was only a joke and unreal. But now, since they have found out from the government officials and the nations of the earth that this is the only sole foundation that all Asiatics must depend upon for their earthly salvation as American citizens, they are working every scheme that they can to disqualify me so they may take charge of the situation. I have notified all these things to you long ago in the past. It is through the faithful Moors that tribute to the movement and uplifted vibes. The ones that came with divine respect to me and the movement will be remembered. That is why I'm calling upon all faithful Moors to increase their faithfulness to me, your prophet, Moorish movement. I need finance and I need it badly. Never before have I needed finance so badly as I do at present, so that I can shove aside the discord that is facing the nation. It all comes through jealousy because of my fame and nobility. The nations of the world will not recognize the movement without I, the prophet, being here. It has been proven by my work, which has been performed in the past few years, Prophet Dr. Ali, to the members of the Moorish Science Temple of America, Islam. This is the instruction from your prophet, Abu Ali. Be faithful to your forefathers, divine and national creed, that you will be blessed for your good deeds that you sow in the flesh. Allah is the one. Time is drawing near, so says Allah to his divine prophet, I, Abu Ali. And that is why many hearts have been turned to stone. Many have eyes to see, cannot see, ears to hear, cannot hear, lest they will be confounded of their sins. These are the trying hours now, dear Moors, and every evil spirit is moving. And they are trying every week month to overthrow and drag out the true foundation that has been laid, and to cause confusion in the minds of the ones that they believe. But if you have a true love of Allah and the spirit of your forefathers, you fear not what you hear or see, but will sacrifice the utmost of your very life. Watch your enemies, dear Moors. The enemies are the ones that speak against your prophet and ridicule him to the very lowest, and the ones that speak against your divine and natural principles of your temple. Act accordingly, and Allah will bless you for your good work. Teach your divine prophet to withdraw. We have some lessons that we want to share before we get into the general subject matter of what we will discuss. When, as customary, we will read from the Holy Quran of the Moorish Science Temple of Mecca, Circle 7, divinely prepared by the Noble Prophet, Jarali, by the guidance of his Father God, Allah, the great God of the universe, to redeem man from his sinful fallen state of humanity back to the highest plane of life with his Father God, Allah. Know thyself in Allah, the genealogy of Jesus, life and works of Jesus in India, Europe, Africa, in the land of Egypt. Know Jarali, the prophet, founder of the Moorish Science Temple of America, to redeem the people from their sinful ways. Sultan Abdul Aziz Abu Sa'ud, the holy city of Mecca, from the divine instructions from the Holy Prophet, know thyself my Father God, Allah. The genealogy of Jesus with 18 years of the events, life, works, teachings in India, Europe, and Africa. These events occurred before he was 30 years of age. These secret lessons are for all of those who love Jesus and desire to know about his life, works, and teachings. Dear readers, do not falsely use these lessons. They are for good, peace, and happiness for all of those who love Jesus. Dear mothers, teach these lessons to your little ones that they may learn to love instead of hate. Dear fathers, by these lessons, you can set your house in order and your children will learn to love instead of to hate. The lessons of this pamphlet are not for sale, but for the sake of humanity, as I am the prophet and the servant is worthy of his hire, you can receive this pamphlet at expense. The reason these lessons have not been known is because the Muslims of India, Egypt, and Palestine had these secrets and kept them back from the outside world. And when the time was appointed by Allah, they loosened the keys and freed these secrets. And for the first time in ages have these secrets been delivered in the hands of the Muslims of America. All authorities and rights are published in this pamphlet, 1927, by the Prophet Nabuddin Ali, the Impetuous Acts of the Muslims of Northwest and Southwest Africa. These are the Muslims, Hamathites, Canaanites, who were driven out of the land of Canaan by Joshua and received permission from the Pharaoh of Egypt to settle in that. Later years, they formed themselves kingdoms. These kingdoms are called this day Morocco, Algiers, Tunis, Tripoli, etc. And I just want to point out real quick that was, you notice that was referred to as these are kingdoms. And these kingdoms are distinctly different from the present Moroccan Empire. Well, there's a difference from the kingdom and empire. Now, you had what was known as the Moorish Empire, okay? And these are the places that were considered. These kingdoms together formed the Moorish Empire at the present Moroccan Empire. So I just wanted to point out that distinction. Is there anything you want to say about drawing that we just went into, Sheikhs, before we go into the end of time fulfilling of the prophecies?
All praises due to Allah, great God, the Father of this universe, eyes to the forerunner, Marcus Mosaic IV, honest to all the Moors, this convention week, all the sisters that are educating our seeds, honest to everything Moorish, our holy and divine flag, five-pointed green star, our red flag, freedom and justice. Honors to all of those with a loving heart, a willing heart, to want to see the present Moroccan Empire resurrect today. Because today is our time. I'd like to say, brother love, you know, what a great drawing, Sheikh. This is our time, and it is Allah's people who must resurrect, as the prophet said, if you do nothing else, proclaim your nationality today. Today is our time. Keep on loving, keep on living, and thank Allah. for this day. For this is a day that Allah has made, and we must and we should continue and rejoice and be glad in it, because now is our time to make a difference in our lives, and we are in a position to campaign for love today and forevermore. I like to say, she continue on with the show. As you know, I am presently uplifting our people right now, right here in this area. So continue, please. Continue, brother. Love you.
Islam. In that spirit, we will carry on with the lessons that we have prepared. And it's praise Allah for you, Sheikhs, for your efforts and energy, and all the sacrifices that you have made. Being a mother, first and foremost. Sorry, that's right. I had to do that. Okay, so now, before I do that, I'm going to go ahead and give honors to everybody that's on this call. I'm going to give hail and honors to the prophet that was sent to us, angel, thought of Allah made manifest, and is an angel sent to bring us the message to uplift us. I also like to give honors to Forerunner Marcus Monsieur Garvey, who represents purity, coming with the divine message of the mighty nation. You can accomplish what you will. One God, one aim, one destiny. And the perfectly fitting the purity piece. It's my partner drop off. Islam, so you still online, Sheikh?
Islam, Sheikh, yeah, I'm with you. So we expect the spirits, as we know, when you're doing the right thing, then expect war. This is spiritual warfare. Let us not forget war is our time. And in the spirit, we are presently waging war. Islam.
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Islam, I can, Sheikh. Yes, I can. I hear you.
Praise Allah. So now we're going to continue to do that. What we're going to do is we're going to go into the end of time and the fulfilling of the prophets. The reason we're doing that is because typically when you study the ancient texts, when written in Hebrew and Aramaic, they usually go from left to right, or right to left, rather, from left to right. So if you look at certain Quran from that perspective, then our lessons begin with the end of time and fulfilling of the prophecies, which we're going to do now. And then we want to give a breakdown of that before we go into current events and current affairs. Islam. Divine instructions from the Holy Prophet here in the tribe. Prophet in these days is Nubuddin Ali. Was prepared divinely in due time by Allah to redeem men from their sinful ways and to warn them of the great wrath which is sure to come upon the earth. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus in those days to warn and stir up the nation and prepare them to receive the divine creed which was to be taught by Jesus. In these modern days, there came a forerunner who was divinely prepared by the great God Allah, and his name is Marcus Garvey, who did teach and warn the nations of the earth to prepare to meet the coming prophet, who was to bring the true and divine creed of Islam, and his name is Nubuddin Ali, who was prepared and sent to this earth by Allah to teach the old-time religion and the everlasting gospel to the sons of men, that every nation shall and must worship under their own binding victory and return to their own and be one with their father God, Allah. The Moorish Science Temple of America is a lawfully chartered and incorporated organization. Any subordinate temple that desires to receive a charter, the prophet has to issue to every state throughout the United States, etc. That the world may hear and know the truth, that among the descendants of Africa, there is still much wisdom to be learned in these days. For the redemption of the sons of men under love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, we as a clean and pure nation descended from the inhabitants of Africa do not desire to amalgamate or marry into the families of the pale-skinned nations of Europe, neither serve the gods of their religion, because our forefathers are the true and divine founders of the first religious creed for the redemption and salvation of mankind on earth. Therefore, we are returning the Church of Christianity back to the European nations as it was prepared by their forefathers for their earthly salvation, while we, the Moorish Americans, are returning to Islam, which was founded by our forefathers for our earthly and divine salvation. The covenant of the great God Allah. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth land which the Lord thy God Allah hath given thee. Come, all ye Asiatics of America, and hear the truth about your nationality and birthright, because you are not Negroes. Learn your forefathers' ancient and divine creed, that you will learn to love instead of hate. We are trying to uplift fallen humanity. Come and link yourselves with the family of nations. We honor all the true and divine prophets, Islam. So, to put everything in perspective, that was a whole mouthful that was said by the prophet. And to interpretate and break that down, that's what we're going to go into now. Because, see, we have to understand that by Noble Drawley being a prophet, he also spoke to the future generations. He was speaking to us as well. So all of that corresponds when we say that he was divinely prepared in due time and where we're at right now in 2015. We are right where we are supposed to be, because this was all prophesied, right? So we're beginning to see that we had to have someone sent to us and redeem us from our sinful way. Part of understanding with people is referring to yourself as Negroes, colored folks, black people, Ethiopians. This is the greatest sin. This, because in defying the divinity within yourself, then those who represent the Lord self and accept their teachings are able to flourish and do not, you know. And this is the situation. You don't see a balance, the shift of the balance go from righteousness to unrighteousness, because we understand that we're in a time now where the spirits have been released and they're trying all every weak mind to drag out the true foundation. So now we begin to see the correspondence between Marcus Garvey and John the Baptist, okay? Because in these days and times, Drew Ali, Marcus Moses Garvey, and Prophet Noble Drew Ali are the example. They are the love thought, purity and love thought made manifest. And that's what John and Jesus represent, or rather Yeshua and John. They represented the purity and love thought manifest. And purity coming for love, Marcus Garvey coming for the prophet of Drew Ali, to prepare us for the concept of nationality. Pardon me. Teaching us that we should be proud of ourselves and how we look, and proud of our accomplishments, preparing us to receive the information that would put us back in a position of paramount, the pinnacle, put us back in the pinnacle, the ones to guide through Allah's blessing, bringing the truth to the people, teaching the people love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice, all nations and all lands. So we have to be prepared first before moving forward. So, Sheikh, is there anything that you want to expound upon as far as what we just went over in the end of time and the fulfilling of the prophecy? Our religion. Because we hear about a lot of people not feeling their religion with the fact that Christianity was utilized as a tool, as one of the tools of slavery. That's pretty much understandable. So we have to understand what the prophet means when he speaks about religion and put that in the proper context. Because when you break down the word religion, according to etymology, it breaks down as re, meaning going back, and binding, meaning to re, meaning going back and to bind, religion meaning to bind. So basically, it means that you're going back to something, and you're going back to the ways, ancient ways of your forefathers. So when we say our religion is Islamism. It is a way of life rather than a doctrine, because this is what we use. We use this, our faith, to draw a circle around our passions and pull souls, part of our religion, to proclaim our nationality. So there are a lot of things that misperceptions that people have as it relates to religion and the religious piece when it comes to Moorish Americans. Now, that's not to say that some of the Moors have misconstrued, have not mis. If you know, if you're going through the motions and you're just reading the circles of the Koran and passing around the plate, then, and you're not actively pursuing and doing it, filling the instructions from Holy Prophet, then yeah, you are in church, because this isn't. There's supposed to be certain activities that are being done in the installation. That's part of the reason why when you read the top of the Circle 7 Koran, it says the divine instructions from the Holy Prophet. So that means that there is something to do. And if you're just reading it every Friday and Sunday, then there's, and it means that you only have a certain understanding of it, because obviously, you have to understand what it is before you can perform the instructions. That's part of the reason why we have to look at the Circle 7 Koran as trust, meaning that you have to look at it from the perspective of a trust. That means that each and everything has to be followed to the letter as it pertains to performing the trust. Right? So, yeah, of course, we have options. You have power to choose what it is that you want to do. But you just look at it like from the perspective of you have a grandpa, great grandpa, who set things up for you to have immense wealth, but you had to follow what he laid out as far as his instructions to the letter. So he explained to you that you had to proclaim your nationality. That's number one. If you do nothing else, proclaim your nationality, right? So that's a key that many of us have not figured out, and that seems to be the at least elusive holy grail. A lot of people ask, well, what does it benefit me to proclaim my nationality? What changes? What's the difference? And those are very, very good questions. So what it is supposed to do when you proclaim your nationality is it's supposed to affect your status. That means that your understanding of self is supposed to change, and therefore when you changing the way you look at things, then the things around you begin to change. You understand? So when you begin to look at yourself as being what your forefathers were without any doubt or contradiction, and that changes the perspective that you have of everything in your life and everything around you, because now you have a kinship with not just your brothers and sisters, but you have a kinship with the very land itself. This is what it means for the prophet meant when he said nationality is the border of the day. Because anytime you deal with nationality, then you're dealing with land and land rights and things that pertain to it. Ownership of property and things of that nature. Put it in another perspective, yet another perspective. If you are Moorish American Muslim, Moor, and you're paying a mortgage, then that means that you are paying someone else, more likely a foreigner, to stay in your own land or on your own property. Now, when we claim present Moroccan Empire, that pretty much claims all of the real estate, all of the land that was put in trust, and we're talking about the space of four continents. Now, here's where the issue gets a little bit, do some research to understand how it works. All of the real estate that is upon the land is actually an improvement. It's considered as an improvement upon the land. So that means that it's part of the land itself. So you have people that, you know, you own the house. Okay, you built the house. Let's just say you have someone that just came and built the house on your property. Obviously, they have to use resources within your they had to use some of the resources that is in your land to be able to direct an improvement of land. So what occurs is now you can come and claim your property or the land and the property through the right of accession, utilize the prescriptive right of accession. So that means that anything that's been built on the land comes with the land itself. So you can't build a house and believe that house doesn't belong to the land owner because it's attached to the land. Okay, by the mere fact it's attached to the land means that the landowner owns the house as well, or the improvement. Anything that's built on the land is considered an improvement or real estate. All right? So in order to access your real estate with your title deed, which is actually the Circle 7 CORAN, so your Circle 7 CORAN is actually a title that's document 10105905. So that is evidence of the trust that was set up. Okay? And of course, when you have an understanding of ancient documents and how it relates to trust, then you will see that there's part of a tradition. The Prophet Uthman Ali put certain information in the back of our holy book. And this was a tradition, as was traditionally done back in the day. Okay? So it wasn't uncommon for a person to put a copy of their deed, and there you would find the history of that particular family on the record. So in the record being the family Bible. So in the same spirit, the Prophet put that information in the back of our Circle 7 Quran. So that is part of the reason why when you read chapter 47 specifically, see a meets and bounds description. And this is right before you get to the end of time fulfilling of the prophecy. So we're going to be going more into that as we continue the series and explaining that so that people understand what the prophet did, because you have to have an understanding of several different subject matters to even begin to comprehend how it's working, right? This goes back into all of the events of 1928, the address that he made in Havana, Cuba, to the Pan-American Conference. This is the Organization of American States. And this was a group of countries that came together. All of these countries are within North, South, Central America, all those three particular continents. So the whole world pretty much bear witness to the prophet making the claim and presenting the history for the record, and whereas no one else was able to rebut that. So this is part of the information that we get when we hear about the mandate and the prophet making this known before he had that chamber. Because, see, the prophet had to do all of this in plain sight at the same time with people, not his foes, being confounded. So he actually made these moves in plain sight without the foes having an understanding. Only after what he did they begin to get a clue as to what had been done. So that's part of the reason why he implored us, the Moorish leadership, to study this Circle of the Quran and the Divine Constitution dialogue, which he handed down to us. Because therein you will find the information, and it will trace you back like a breadcrumb trail back to where you will find yourself and link up with your ancient forefathers, and then return to that state of mind will bring you into a better understanding of where we are at today. Sheikas, are you you want to have a word and say as far as what we've been drawing on at the end of time fulfilling of prophecies? Okay. While Sheikas is still listening there, it's very interesting. And the part that I usually utilize when teaching online in other instances is when we go into verse 4 of the end of time and the fulfilling of the prophecy, which speaks about Morris Science Temple of America being a lawfully chartered and incorporated organization. I just want to say this in that regard. Because it is that, doesn't make it any less of a corporate body politic. It doesn't make it any less of a constitutional theocratic monarchy. Okay. The understanding is this. The more Science of America can be several things at once, and in fact it is. So in addition to being a corporate body politic, it is also a lawfully chartered and incorporated organization. And once they ask, well, why is it that it had to be both? Well, and how can you prove that? Well, you have to do some research in the statutes that were utilized by the PROC in order to, in the formulation of the Morris Science Temple of America. Because, see, one of the reasons why the Constitution is one of the greatest documents of all time is because it allows you to contract or not contract at your discretion. So the PROC utilized that to speak, and he utilized the statute as a contract and making the state a party to the contract. So that means that the Morris Science Temple of America would be relegated to receive the same respect as any other corporate body politic. And what is a body politic, a corporate body politic, you may ask? Well, when you research the statute, you'll see that any municipality or city or state is considered a corporate body politic. So if you're talking Chicago, Troy, Los Angeles, cities, municipalities, states. So essentially, when the prophet spoke about creating the government within the government, or something that would be acknowledged within the system, well, that's exactly what he did. Because when you go into the Persian Vice Statutes, or now referred to as Illinois Compiled Statutes, you will see in section 35 on to section 46 that within said statute, it makes a reference to any entity that's organized the way that the temple is set up is in fact a corporate body politic. So that means that this is more than just a religious organization. And depending upon the understanding of the people that have access to said organization will determine what abilities that the trust has, because the trust is only as effective as those that are administering it or those that have a fiduciary duty to maintain the trust. So part of the COINTELPRO tactics was to create a situation where people would not be aware of what temple was set up to do and all of features that are available. Situation where we have better jobs for our members, boys and girls, schools for boys and girls, and housing and shelter, things of that nature. So it was more than just a group or an organization where you, or a religious order, you come in and you feel, you hear a few good words, and then you go home and that's it. It was more to it than that. But when you go into studying the process, how to set things up, we basically had a religious society back here. You have pictures of the prophet where he was posing with thousands of members in the streets of Chicago. And there were scores of businesses that were available at that time as well. We had the Moorish Manufacturing Corporation, which was a company that created Moorish oils, feeds, and compounds. And these are the things that kept the Moors healthy, and he said that they would even do even more so in the future. So this was industry that was going on well, and like a well-oiled grease machine even back then. You had, here's a man that was able to amass over 100,000 members, 36 temples, not nationwide, globally. And this is without Facebook, without the modern conveniences of the internet. And on top of that, he reclaimed that state, all of this land that we are walking on now. Just like you said, the light, and everything the light touches is yours. But how do you claim it? It had to be some type of proof that was set up for you to be able to get to what is yours. And that proof was set up in a certificate of title where you can go down to the Cook County Recorder of Deeds and look this information up and track it down, because each and every state has an origin that you can trace it back to. And there's certain things that they can or cannot do. So the prophet, in understanding that, he set us up where there's a certain amount of sovereignty that is retained by home rule unit. So in other words, the Moorish Science Temple of America is considered as under home rule and respected as such. So we've come to the midpoint of our show. We're going to take a brief break.
The right.
featuring Chica's Deanna, Club Ill. It's a very good song. Every time I hear it, it just sends the trip.
Yes, Ma. Welcome to the Moorish Missionaries Online. All praises due to our live nationality. It's the order of the day. Islam, Sheikh.
Islam, Sheikh. You go ahead and
we're always blessed. Blessed by the best, and you make us better. Moorish Missionary Online. Yes, bringing it to you from home office.
So
Moorish Missionary Online.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
We blessed by the best, Sheikh. You make us better. Bringing it to you live from Mecca, home of the Moors, the present Moroccan Empire. We would like to thank you all for joining us today, the first day of our national convention. We are truly blessed by the best because you make us better. If you do nothing else, proclaim your nationality today. What do we have up next, Sheikh?
Well, Islam, we were going to go into the campaign for love, obviously. That's a great thing. I wanted to update the listeners on what's going on recently in regards to some of the things in court. When we read the lessons, that it is the law that governs all events. So that means that we have to have a mastery of the law in order to be able to have a positive effect on the society that we're in. Because as we see what Brother John Puritan was demonstrating, he says your lawyers, scribes, are tumors, worthless tumors of the state. So that means that you're going to have to engage those who have been spinning and toiling, but working, not gaining, not doing anything, not contributing anything. But yet, everyone is paying them. So it says, they toil not, neither do they spin, yet they consume the profits of your mart and trade. So that means that they're consumers. We have a situation where we have been hijacked by foreign consumers, and they have pretty much locked things down, and they're operating from a closed shop. So while the statutes have been utilized and have been used for good things, positive things from the perspective of profit, we have another instance where these statutes can be used, and they have been used as blocking, for blocking purposes. So that means what can be used for good, just like it says in the beginning of Circle 7 Koran, what can be used for good, lessons, and also be used for evil. And this is the same regard when we come to understanding when we're talking about the law as opposed to what's legal. We don't want to, you know, we have to be clear on certain things. All law is specific. So every statute or regulation or code that you see is not necessarily a law. Okay? When we talk about the law, we're talking about the fundamental rudiments that descend from what nature's already put in place. So that means that when you read chapter 1, it talks about the sovereignty of the soul, the fact that Allah, the higher self of man. So in connection to that sovereignty of self, then that gives you a better traction with regards to how to demonstrate the law. Because we have, you know, it's just like when those things, like when you were a child and you did something wrong, and part of you knew that something wrong what you did, even if you didn't know directly that it's wrong, you could feel it in your soul that you had did something, and it was affected because you felt something like guilt. And the guilt is the acknowledgement of that part of you that's ashamed, the higher self, because man is truly truth or falsehood, strange and mixed. So when we get into a situation where we're going into court or we're facing some type of traffic issue, then that's the perspective you have to look at it from, because the law governs all events. So you have to ask yourself, well, okay, I got this traffic ticket. Did law govern that? Or was it some regulation or some statute or some code that was put in place for purposes of revenue, to extract revenue from the people? So that means that, you know, there's a reason why the prophet said that the Constitution is one of the greatest documents of all time. Reason being is because you have to understand that the Constitution and the nature of it is set up where it puts restrictions on government. It's not set up where the Constitution confers nothing to anyone. It's set up to restrict certain parties and entities from overstepping their boundaries. Because they call the first history that we have with these foreigners over here comes by way of peace and friendship treaty of Morocco between Morocco and the U.S. This is a treaty that was set up after years and, well, after literally centuries of war between the Muslims and the Christians. So this was an international truce, if you will. But see, something occurred. One party fell asleep, still very much aware of the results of the war, and they never lost sight of who they were, and they never lost that memory of who they were fighting against. So the situation with us is we fell into a sleep, okay? And this is how you got the whole Jim Crow era, and, you know, you got Dred Scott, you know, because these marks that were put upon us for the purpose of slavery, Negro, black, color, was created as constructs to bring you out of who you really are and what you really represent. The only way that they could set up shop and continue to run it without any interference is to have us sleeping and not aware of our position on the world stage. And now it becomes a situation where all these worthless YouTubers of the state are set up to keep us subservient to the system in mental slavery. So that's what we have to fight to free ourselves from. And so just because...
To add to that, Islam.
Islam.
Continue your thoughts, Sheikh. Continue your thoughts.
Yeah, I was just saying, just because the prophet did come and file what he did and set things up, it doesn't mean that, you know, we won't have any, we didn't have any challenges before us, because this is like a historical international chess game, and they'll move.
Yes, it is, and this is a great time in our lives, because right now, as we speak, everything has aligned. It's in alignment, it's lined up in the cosmos. Let us understand, as above, so below. So right now as we speak, things have lined up in our favor. Justice is here now. So all we have to do is our part, with all of our heart, because there's no failure for man this time around. We must proclaim our nationality and create that free national ballot to campaign for love, seeing that no one else is representing the Moors on an international level. And understanding this is a matriarchal system, we must begin to set things in order, because our children need schools. We need campgrounds, burial grounds. We need a fresh temple here in Mecca and every other state that's practicing Islam. Moorish Americans need to worship under our own vine and fig tree. There's nothing wrong with us loving one another, and with us being for our own, because that's exactly how it's going to go, Sheikh, as it's been already told by the prophet Nobuju Ali. Everyone is going to worship up under their own vine fig tree, and we must prepare right now. So, Moors, start planning and stop playing. If never before in the history of time, it is our time. Understand, Moors, that there is a trust that you can be filed up under here in Mecca. It don't matter if they're saying it's not a trust. We know what our holy and divine prophet did. Morris, I welcome you to take a stand with the Morris Science Temple of America. We are for love, truth, peace, freedom, and justice. We are home office here in Mecca, North America. We are taking a stand in federal court and circuit court for what and who? For the indigenous people, for our rights that are being violated daily. I love you all with a never-dying love. Sheikh Laville, I want to thank you for inviting me on this show. I love you, and I want to send some love out there to all the Moors in North America that are taking a stand for a free national ballot, for a government that's going to erect new schools, housing for our members. There are too many Moors struggling that's going to stand up for the laws, because we must enforce the law to save our nation. We must enforce it today, Sheikh Laville. I'd like to ask the Moors to email us at moorishhomeoffice@gmail.com. That's moorishhomeoffice@gmail.com. It's time for us to roll up our sleeves. It is time for us to unite for a better nation. It's time for us to take a stand so that we can begin to represent. Represent how? Well, we have a flag, and this land is our land, and we know the truth, Moors. We are responsible for what we know. So I am here at moorishhomeoffice@gmail.com for any Moor that's willing to roll up their sleeves and help out. We have many things that we need to do, and we have much space for opportunity and much room for improvement. So, Moors, don't be shy. Give us a call. Call in, Moors. We're going to be here all this month. And don't make yourselves a stranger. Please understand, Moors, this is our time, and this is the time Prophet talked about. It was going to take 50 years for us to even understand what he has done. That trust was hidden up until 3 years ago from us all. And I don't think they revealed it. I think what caused them to reveal it is that lawsuit that went in. Please stay tuned, Moors, for much, much more. This is Sheikah Deanna Love L. I love you with a love that will never die. Moors, love yourself. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. Peace.
It's fine. Peace. Love you too, Sheikah. Praise Allah for you and what you do. I just want to explain to everybody that this is, as Sheikah said, this is the most fortuitous time for us. Anthony fighting on behalf of people. We haven't been out beating our chests and saying of who's who and who's not, this, that, the other. Our motto in this administration is to let our works do the talking. Okay? Because it's based on the works that you are, we are going to judge them anyway. So at any rate, part of what occurs with how we got to be who we are is it started with certificate of title. Our journey started with that, because being a faithful Moorish American Muslim and attending meetings, we discovered that there were certain things that wasn't well with regard to literature. And Circle 7 Koran, specifically we're referring to the 101, the questionnaire, back of the 101. There's a copy. It's not a carbon copy of the document that the prophet had notarized, okay? So when you look at document 10105905, what you notice is that there are three signatures on this document, two seals, three signatures. So then that means that in order for you to have anything else, it would constitute fraud. Now, if you have a 101 questionnaire and the back of your 101 is not signed, it doesn't have a proper signature, then it is not what it claims to be. And that was one of the first things that we noticed in attending our meetings. We looked at the literature and we approached the leadership at the time and we inquired, made inquiry as far as to where they got the jacked up copy, where it's not consistent with what the prophet filed. So that means that you don't have the same authorization. it makes a reference to the organization, but it is not the same. So that means that it is flawed on its face. So it doesn't represent what the prophet meant for it to represent. And that is a major problem. And this seems to be a consistent problem throughout all the Templum have, you know, the jacked up copy, rather than the carbon copy of what was filed in 1928, August 1st, 1928, 2:52 p.m. Now, it may make a reference to that document, but it is not the same. And that means that the leadership is in contrary to what the prophet thought. Now, this is not going into any, hate campaign or anything like that. This is speaking to the truth of the matter. This is a fact. It is a fact that if you don't have that authority correct the new one-on-one stand, that deters you from having the actual trust package. Because the document that leads you, when you look at 1010.5905, it has a very distinct appearance. It has an ancient appearance to it with regards to how it's put together. Whereas there are illegitimate copies that are being circulated around, and this is unbeknownst to the members, okay? So it stands to reason that you wouldn't be able to be effective in demonstrating and enforcing the law if you didn't have the right proper documentation to do such with. So this is part of the reason why we have been in the courts. One of the key things that was explained to us when we went down to do the research, and it was actually the Sheikhs that was motivated to do that, okay? After sharing their information with the administration, we had a conversation with one of the young ladies that works down at the Court of Deeds office. I'm not sure if she works here now, because this was like almost 20 years ago. And the young lady stated that we asked her a question. We asked her, what is this used for? Her reply was that it was used in the courts. Now, the document that we
asked
her about, she said that it was used in court. Now, she didn't say how.
It's used in court.
She didn't say which court, but that was her exact response, okay? So since that point in time, that is what this administration was dedicated to doing, making sure it was on the record and utilized in court, and specifically for real estate, or for issues that pertain to the status of war. Okay? So when this document is used in court, there's no way to defeat it. It's power. Because first of all, an affidavit, an unrebutted affidavit, stands as truth. You look at that affidavit, it is in the form of an affidavit. In fact, it states on its face that it is an affidavit of organization specifically. So what we have to understand about affidavits is that when they go unanswered, then the affidavit stands, an unrebutted affidavit stands as truth in commerce. And the truth is sovereign. So being that the prophet's affidavit was never challenged, there was never any issues brought up. State filed everything. Everything went without a hitch as far as when it was recorded. Because if you look at the record, it was executed on July the 20th, 1928. And it wasn't until 2 weeks later, on August the 1st, that it was formally on the record recorded. So it was filed on July the 20th, 1928, but it was recorded August 1st, 1928. 2 weeks later. Because there was a process that they had in place with regards to the Torrance registration system. So it's almost like when you went into file documents back then during that time, the process, it was like going to court. So it took 2 weeks' time for the process to follow through. And now you have something where it's, we go down there. The last time, well, most recently, then the young lady told us about what the affidavit is used for. We went down there, and I believe this was within the last 2 years, and some couple of gentlemen down there was, they specifically noted that there is another part missing to our authority document. So they said, yeah, there's another part. Where is it at? And they were speaking about people coming down to do research to find out where the other part is. And when you research it, you'll see that the other part is right there in the Circle 7. Just like we explained earlier about ancient documents being in the back of a particular religious holy book. Now, what that requires you to do is you have to do research on the Torrance registration system so that you understand what type of system was in place when the prophet did what he did. This is why a lot of people don't understand. They figure that the prophet did finish what he came to do. Or they figure that what he did is irrelevant for the times that we're in. And nothing can be further from the truth.
Islam, I just make it like to quote something the prophet said. The prophet said, I brought you everything you need to save yourself. Now, let's keep in mind, Prophet Noble Drew Ali was divinely prepared and sent. And I just cannot see a man that Allah has divinely prepared and sent coming half-cocked. It just don't add up. No kind of way. I've heard it said many times. Well, see, that was back then, and what the prophet did back then supersedes anything that I have seen done today. Well, see, they did a whole lot, and the prophet didn't do. Well, if Allah prepared the prophet for then, for past, for the future, and for the present. We're talking about Allah divinely preparing a man and sending him into the future. Now, what you're saying when you say that he didn't have everything, you're basically saying that Allah don't know what the future holds, and nothing can be further from the truth. So let us start to thinking so we can save ourselves. Don't let nobody, Barado Arabo, you, telling you something that is so far from the truth, you have to phone yourself. Let no one tell you anything, as a matter of fact, because in order for a man to know, he must be what he know. So understand this. The prophet brought us our nationality and the keys, not key, the keys to our vast estate. And there is a trust that is sitting, waiting for every Moorish American Muslim to file himself up under. Just like I like to refer to this movie, this children cartoon, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, when Esmeralda ran inside the temple for sanctuary. That's absolutely what the prophet brought for us, a sanctuary. Now, it may appear that we have no protection, but we do have protection, more than what we know. And the truth has been known to make you free, set you free, to free up a lot of things and let it flow. This is our time. Once again, Moors, I love you. Sheikh, I know that I'm about to go into mountain territories. So I'd like to extend an Islam to you and all the Moors out there that are joining us today. I'd like to give thanks to all the Moors that are within the present Moroccan Empire. In North America, South America, Central America, Moors, wherever you may be, thank you for your love, your support, and your donations. Peace and blessings, and may the greatness of our great God continue to shine upon us, which we depend upon, the strength and support and help of Allah, because that's our guide. And Allah not only is guiding us, Sheikh Love, as you know, Allah is guiding the destiny of this entire world. So when everything has been said and done, all the paperwork filed, all the conversations on the social media, it is Allah that is guiding the destiny of this whole entire world. Peace and blessings, Sheikh, and to all the Moors out there in North, South, Central America, Mexico, and the Atlantic Islands.
Praise Allah, Sheikh, and for you. Islam, Islam, Islam. And this show has been flowing. We got a little bit over 15 minutes to go. So if there's anybody out there, raise your hand. And we'll, get to you, callers. At this point in time, we're going to go ahead on and just finish out what we were saying. Sheikah, got love for you. Praise the Lord for you. Again, as we were saying, all governs all events. And we're going to be going into a lot of what we have been doing in this week's, during this convention week, in honor of our prophet, our true and divine prophet, with Raleigh. The love thought made manifest. So get your questions ready. We'll be addressing those. We're going to be going into the experiences that we have had as missionaries, and we're going to be going into the experiences that we have been engaging in with regards to utilizing our authority, certificate of a title in the court. So, it's like the lesson say, you have to be the message that you bring. And that's what we're doing. We're going to be the message that we're bringing, and we're going to show the world and open up the world to what's been going on, because there's really no secret. But sometimes things have to be done away from public venue to get effect, to be effective. And a large part of our work has been outside of the public venue. But we are sharing this information because it's necessary for our people to have been utilized and defeating the technology that has been put in place to keep us in a dormant state as far as how we're supposed to be moving nationally. And because most of our people are still not aware of who they are, where they come from. So it means it's very critical for us to keep the information out there and to keep the doors open, you know, because, again, we can't get caught up into the trap of believing that a physical building is our sole foundation. So when we say the Moore Science Temple of America, we want the people and the new members and the people that are not yet members to understand that you yourself are a temple. And when we come together in unity, that creates another condition for us as far as utilizing the power of the temple. Because recall, it is through the Holy Covenant of Asiatic Nations that we are blessed. And that's how we persevere in our love to each other. So part of the magic of what brings us to our present state of endeavorment is being following the instructions to the letter, which will bring about the blessings of the great God, Allah. Because in our love to each other, we will receive the blessings that are supposed to be conferred to us anyway. When you look at other nations and how they operate, you see the similar fashion. It is through the love that they have for each other that they prosper. It is the love that they have that causes them to engage in economics that uplifts that particular special nation. When we look at all the other nations of the world, what do we see? We see that they are exercising a covenant where they are having love for one another because they take care of their own. We have been hoodwinked and bamboozled and tricked into believing that we're something that we're not. So this is part of the reason why we act and operate outside of our divine nature. You know, and just so that we're clear on that, I want to go ahead and read something. And this is chapter 47, the last reverses. And this is going to explain why we're in the situation state that we're in. And it reads, "The time has come when every nation must worship under its own vine and fig tree, and every tongue must confess his own. Through sin and disobedience, every nation has suffered slavery due to the fact that they honored not the creed and principles of their forefathers. That is why the nationality of the Moors was taken away from them in 1774. before, and the word Negro, black, colored was given to the Asiatics of America who were of Moorish descent, because they honored not the principles of their mother and father and strayed after God's Europe of whom they knew nothing. So what it's saying is that the time has come for every nation must worship on their own vine and fig tree. What's the vine and fig tree? And then every tongue must confess his own. That sounds a lot like the Holy Covenant of the Asiatic Nation, but as it is enacted for other nations. Each and every nation has a holy covenant, a covenant that binds them together. Each and every nation has a creed, a flag. There are certain things that go along with that are prerequisites for nationhood. So there's a thought process that's in place with these nations that they honor their own, they confess their own. And we have many people in the nation that don't want to even acknowledge the prophet Nobutu Ali as who he is and who he was and what he did. So how are you going to get far and you're not even acknowledging your own ancestors the way you should from a proper perspective? Through sin and disobedience. So every nation has suffered slavery. Every nation has been through it. Every nation has been through what we have been through. So how is it that these other nations were able to spring back and so quickly? Because when you look at other, like if you look at history, world history, you'll see that many nations were conquered. But eventually they came back into their own understanding. Eventually they were resurrected in their thoughts as far as who they were and where they come from. No other history in the world, in the history of this planet, has been through what we've been through. And that's why the prophet says what he says the next. Because every nation's done it, what you went through. But then that's why he says, that is why the nationality of the Moors was taken away from them in 1774. And the word Negro, black, colored was given to the Asiatics of America who were of Moorish descent, because they honored not the principles of their mother and father and strayed after God's spirit of whom they knew nothing. So this is different in contradistinction of what was occurring before through sin and disobedience. No, this wasn't just sin and disobedience. This is a situation where we honor not our mother and father, not the principles of our mother and father, same way they did, and then further strayed after the God's fear when you're not. So it's explaining to you that the nationality, our nationality was taken away, placed with something else. What other nation you know of has had their nation, their nationality taken away from them? No other nation has been through that indignity. Although there have been, every nation has suffered slavery, but has every nation had their nationality taken away from them? That is a dynamic that you don't see every day. And that's something that only occurred to the Moors exclusively. No one else can testify to that. No other nation can say, well, you know, our nationality was taken away from us. So that's just like the saying goes with the elders. Some of the elders have a saying that goes, what was done in science has to be undone in science. So, yeah, they did. This was a pretty moxie move that was done. And it was pretty scientific, because the children and the babies were removed from the adults, right? So that means that there was a separation of culture. And if you look at some of these movies that deal with the subject of slavery, like Roots, you'll see that he explained in there perfectly that they did everything in their power to remove that culture so they would separate the babies from it. from their parents. And in this way, a lot of the traditions were lost. And this is part of the reason why the schools, you know, they had these schools in place to put the children in. So that began to even further the process even more, because this was some grandiose secret. Okay, the Moors went to sleep. When George Washington spoke about chopping down a cherry tree, he said this was an act of war, okay? So what are you doing chopping down a cherry tree? And what is that cherry tree symbolic of? But the Moorish flag, red flag with 5-pointed green star in the center. And this is part of the reason why you look into the textbooks, you see this concocted history. That now they have even went to take further steps to even sanitize even further. Recently saw something on social media referring to, the name of the company, what company escapes me now. I think it's McGraw, something like that. And one of the mothers of this young Moorish brother had reached out to the company to let them know that, hey, this is unacceptable. That even speaks more to the fact that we need to have our own school, because you can't, it's just like I believe Brother Malcolm X said, Malik El Shabazz, if a man is not going to treat you right, then you can't expect him to teach you right. And I believe, I'm paraphrasing, okay? So if he ain't going to teach you right, then you can't expect him to teach you right. It's just not, it's a given. It's not going to work out that way. So at any rate, we're going to go ahead on and close the show out. It's been a beautiful day. And again, we're going to be continuing this. This is our convention. This is our annual, 88th annual convention anniversary that was held back in 1928. So with that, I'm going to say peace and love. Be here at 7 o'clock tomorrow, same Moorish time, same Moorish place. All right, I love y'all. Peace.
We are the Aboriginal, Indigenous, non-immigrant people of this land. Our rights are inalienable, protected, guaranteed, and secured by the state constitution, the Constitution of the United States of America, international treaties, and private and public international law.
I know today we can reach a new objective, come together for a good cause and share the same perspective. Stand at a face with 12 numbers and two hands. Now is the time that I tell you where I stand. Most of you don't see the forest for the trees, hurt by the harsh reality. Now I gotta leave, we should have no need,
no need.
Except the last reprieve. I'm a scholar, There's nothing up my sleeves. From Rose Land to Rose Moor, or the story of how the Moors rose, from being aimed at with fire hose, to the highest office, overcome all our foes. Promise to use freedom of speech until your lungs get cold.
Yeah,
and that should be your conviction. Doctors everywhere are under great suspicion. This is not a plea for sympathy. You won't mic jack me. This is for unity.
What?
I know it's the day. I know it's the day. I know it's the day.
I know we feel like we light years away. If we feel pressure, it's strike back time. My peers gotta pay. I know we get locked mistakenly before the body get cold. They trying to sue for hate crimes when they're 80 years old. So you wanna know what's on ILD's plate? Take a ride in this vessel with the ILD's plate. In fact, I know a few dudes just like you. Plastic, I will body blue bag recycle.
No, it's the day. I know it's the day.
I know it's the day.